Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're looking ahead to see what's on the horizon for communication in 2025.
Yeah, it should be an interesting one,
Right?
especially for those of you in PR and marketing.
It definitely will be, and that's who we're really talking to today.
That's right. We're looking at an article called 2025 Communication Trends, Authenticity and Transparency.
Catchy title, right? So the article jumps right in and talks about all the changes that happened in 2024, like ChatGPT coming onto the scene.
Yeah, 2024 was a big year for tech and AI, but you know what? 2025 is predicted to be even bigger. AI is only going to become more integrated into our lives, and it's going to have a huge impact on how we communicate.
So how do we keep communication authentic when we have all this increasingly sophisticated AI?
That's a great question, and one we're going to explore in this deep dive.
Let's start with hyper-personalization. It's not just about personalized emails anymore.
No, it's not. We're talking AI crafting unique experiences for each individual.
Okay, so what does that actually look like?
Well, imagine a customer journey that changes in real time based on someone's behavior or product recommendations tailored to their exact taste.
That sounds super cool, but is that really possible?
Oh, it is. Even offers popping up exactly when they're most likely to say yes.
No way.
Yeah, the article even mentions retailers using AI to curate what you see based on what you've bought before.
Wow. So no more endless browsing. It's like having a personal shopper powered by AI.
Exactly. And we're already seeing similar things with Netflix and Spotify's recommendation systems.
True. They seem to know exactly what I want to watch or listen to.
And this concept is spreading into other industries like traditional media.
Really?
Yeah. Like in the Netherlands, broadcasters are using AI to target TV ads based on location, who lives in the house, and even estimated income.
Wow, that's hyper-targeted advertising.
It is, but it does raise questions about inclusivity and bias.
You're right. Are we excluding certain groups with this level of targeting?
And are we reinforcing existing biases? These are important things to consider as hyper-personalization becomes more sophisticated.
It's like a tightrope walk between amazing technology and ensuring everyone feels included.
And that brings us to another big theme, sustainability.
Yeah, it's not just a trend anymore, is it?
No, it's a core value that consumers are demanding from the brands they support.
So how does that play out in the world of PR and marketing?
It means integrating sustainability into every aspect of communication.
Especially with the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, or CSRD, coming into effect in January 2025.
Oh yeah, the CSRD is a big one. It's an EU law that requires large companies to report on their environmental and social impact.
So companies need to be prepared to be completely transparent.
Exactly. And those who have already been talking about sustainability will have a head start.
Like the Dutch cleaning product company, Siepje?
What about them?
Well, they admitted that their products weren't as natural as they initially claimed.
Oh, wow. That's risky.
It was, but they decided to be upfront about it. And instead of trying to hide it, they doubled down on their commitment to finding better ingredients.
So transparency over perfection.
You got it. And, you know, that kind of honesty really builds trust with consumers.
It shows they're not afraid to own up to their mistakes.
And it shows a willingness to continuously improve.
Exactly. And another great example of transparency is the Scandinavian fashion brand, Gani.
What do they do?
Well, they're all about progress over perfection, too. And they're very open about their sustainability goals.
What do they do to communicate that?
They lay it all out there. Their initiatives, the good and the bad. And they use simple language that everyone can understand.
So no corporate jargon.
Nope. And get this. They even email updates to their customers to keep them in the loop.
Wow. They're really walking the walk.
They are. And that kind of open communication helps build stronger relationships with customers.
Because it makes them feel like they're a part of the journey.
Exactly. And speaking of building relationships, that leads us to our next trend, authentic storytelling.
Because consumers can spot a fake story a mile away, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They crave realness. They want to see the heart and soul behind a brand.
Not just a polished facade.
Exactly.
So what are some brands that are doing this well?
Well, Patagonia is a great example.
They're known for their commitment to the environment, right?
Yeah, they're all about radical transparency, meaning they're open about their supply chain, their environmental footprint, and even their struggles.
So they don't shy away from the tough stuff.
Nope. And that's earned them a super loyal customer base.
It's all about shared values.
Right. And then there's Oatly, the oat milk company.
What about them?
They're not afraid to poke fun at themselves, and they address criticism head on.
So they don't just ignore negative feedback.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They actually have a website called Feck Oatly, where they collect negative feedback and respond to it.
Seriously?
Seriously. It might seem counterintuitive, but it shows they're willing to listen and engage in dialogue.
Even when it's tough.
Exactly.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. And for brands who are struggling to be this transparent, the article suggests starting with the founder's story.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It is. Sharing the founder's journey and their values can humanize a brand.
It's like giving people a peek behind the curtain.
Right. And it can go a long way in building trust.
Now let's talk about data.
Data.
Yeah, we're swimming in it these days, but are we using it effectively?
That's a good question. We need to interpret the data and turn it into stories that resonate.
Exactly. That's what data PR is all about.
Right. And the article highlights a project called the Cyclomedia Road Safety Index.
What was that about?
It was a project that analyzed road safety data in Amsterdam.
Okay. Sounds interesting.
But they didn't just release a boring report. They brought in the city's traffic and transportation counselor to act as an expert voice.
That's clever. So they put a human face on the data.
Exactly. Gave context to the data and connected it to real-world concerns.
So it wasn't just numbers anymore.
No. It was about people's lives and their safety.
That makes it much more impactful.
It does. And involving external experts like that can really add credibility and help you reach a wider audience.
Okay, so we've talked about AI, sustainability, authentic storytelling, and data PR. Lots of good stuff. Are you ready to keep going?
I am. Let's dive into the next big shift in communication, interactivity, and engagement.
We've been talking about authenticity, and you know where that's super important.
Sure.
Influencer marketing. Consumers are getting smarter.
Yeah, for sure. They can totally tell when something's fake.
Exactly. It's getting harder to tell what's genuine and what's just a paid ad.
Right. And that's why we're seeing this rise of micro-influencers.
Exactly.
That have these smaller, closer communities.
Yeah. And their followers actually trust what they have to say.
It's more like getting a recommendation from a friend.
Exactly. The article talks about Glossier as a brand that's doing this really well.
Oh, Glossier, the beauty brand.
Yeah, they've built up this loyal following.
By using micro-influencers.
Yep. Ones that actually use and love their products.
It's smart. Micro-influencers usually have way better engagement than the big names.
I can see why their recommendations feel more authentic, not like a sales pitch.
Totally. And for brands, they're usually more affordable.
So it's a win-win.
But you know what else is happening in the influencer world?
What?
AI influencers.
Wait, what? AI influencers?
Yeah, they're totally digital.
So, like, not real people.
Nope. But they're designed to look and act like real people.
Whoa, that's kind of creepy.
I know, right? But they can do all the same stuff as human influencers.
Like what?
Like promote products, chat with followers, and even make their own content.
That's crazy. The article mentions one named Reem, a fashion and lifestyle editor.
Oh yeah, Reem. Created by Sheerlex magazine.
That's right. But not everyone's happy about it.
Oh no. Why not?
Well, some people are worried about what it means for human jobs.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, are journalists going to be replaced by robots?
There are ethical questions too, right?
Absolutely. Like, what about representation? These AI influencers are designed to be perfect.
It could create unrealistic beauty standards.
Especially for young people.
You're right. That's definitely a concern.
But the article also points out the potential benefits of AI influencers.
Like what?
Well, they can be super efficient, you know, always on, creating content 24/7.
And they can be very targeted, reaching specific groups of people.
So for marketing, that's pretty attractive.
It is. But as with any tech, it all comes down to how we use it.
We can't forget about human connection.
Right. Speaking of challenges, let's talk about crisis communication.
Uh-oh. Every PR person's worst nightmare.
It can be. Especially in the digital age.
News travels so fast online.
A tiny issue can blow up into a huge crisis in minutes.
It's scary. But luckily, we have more tools now to help us manage these situations.
That's true. The article talks about how AI can help with crafting quick responses.
Like ChatGPT?
Exactly. But it also emphasizes that nothing replaces human empathy.
Right. You can't automate that.
And preparation is key, too.
Yeah. You need a plan.
Right. You got it. When a crisis hits, you don't want to be scrambling for answers.
You need to be ready to act.
And communicate clearly and with empathy.
The article mentions the Eurovision Song Contest 2024.
What happened there?
Well, a contestant got disqualified and the organizers didn't handle it well at all.
What did they do?
They were really slow to communicate and weren't transparent at all.
Oh, so they basically made it worse.
Totally. It led to all this speculation and negativity online.
It's a good example of what not to do.
But they highlight a positive example, too.
Really?
Who?
Seawater.
seawater. What do?
They make drinkable seawater.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
So they got backlash for their packaging.
Oh, no. What do?
They did the opposite of Eurovision. They engaged directly with the people criticizing them.
Were they defensive?
Nope. They listened to the feedback and even used it to make their product better.
Wow. That's turning a negative into a positive.
Exactly. And it shows the power of honesty and open communication. It all comes back to human connection, right?
It does. So to recap, we've talked about micro-influencers and their authenticity.
And the rise of AI influencers and all the ethical questions that come with that.
Plus, we dove into crisis communication and how important it is to be prepared and transparent. So we've talked about AI, sustainability, authenticity, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, lots of trends shaping communication in 2025.
But there's one more big piece we got to cover.
What's that?
Data. It's everywhere, but are we using it right?
Good question. We're swimming in data, but it's not enough to just have it.
Right. We have to actually do something with it.
We have to find the insights and turn them into stories.
Stories that people actually care about.
Exactly. It's called data PR.
The article makes a good point. Data on its own is just numbers.
That's true. It needs to be interpreted and made meaningful.
So how do we make it resonate with people?
Well, the Cyclomedia Road Safety Index is a good example.
That was the project in Amsterdam, right?
Yeah, they analyzed road safety data.
Okay, so what did they do that was so special?
They involved the city's traffic and transportation counselor.
Oh, so they brought in an expert.
Exactly. Someone who could explain the data in a way that people could understand.
So it wasn't just cold, hard numbers anymore.
No, it became about people's lives, their safety.
That community.
Right. And that made it way more impactful.
It's like data needs a translator.
You got it. Someone who can bridge the gap between the numbers and the people.
And bringing in those external experts can really boost your credibility.
Absolutely. It shows you're not just pushing your own agenda.
So for everyone out there dealing with data, remember, it's not about the numbers themselves.
It's about the story you tell with them.
Find the human element. Connect it to something people care about.
And don't be afraid to bring in experts to help.
I think there's a theme running through all these trends we've talked about.
What do you mean?
It's all about authenticity, transparency, and real human connection.
You're right. Those are the values that really matter.
And technology is just a tool to help us achieve that.
Exactly. We have to be adaptable and embrace new tools.
But never lose sight of the human element.
It's the stories we tell, the trust we build.
And the connections we make that really make a difference.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about.
Okay, I'm listening.
How are you going to use these trends to create meaningful communication in 2025?
It's a good question.
Think about those brands we talked about.
Well, Patagonia and their radical transparency.
Oh, Ghani's progress over perfection approach.
And Oatly's willingness to have those tough conversations.
They're all doing amazing things.
What can we learn from them?
How can you apply these principles to your own work?
How can you combine technology with those core values of authenticity and human connection?
It's an exciting time to be in communication.
It is. The future is in our hands.
Let's make it count.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something new.
We'll see you next time.